Now I've got Andy in New Jersey on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I added on an addition, an enclosed porch, to the back of my rancher. It's a 12 by 24 addition. And so first it was just a porch, and now we're enclosing it and trying to make it part of the house. So the question I had was about insulating the ceiling, because what it is, it has a gambled roof on it, and it's come out of the house 14 feet to the back door, and it's 24 feet wide. And then there's an A-frame, okay, that goes on top. So I call it a gambled roof. I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but so the insulation in the ceiling on the two sides, okay, it's like a vaulted ceiling, I guess you might say. The rafters are 2x8, okay. And then they drop into the eaves. So I'm not sure about the ventilation of the roof.
So that's what we call a cathedral ceiling.
Right, but it only comes up that far for about 8 feet.
Right, it's like a partial cathedral, so part of it's flat and part of it is a cathedral. Is that correct?
Yes, it comes up. Yeah, it comes up right along the rafters, the ceiling for about 8 feet, and then it cuts right across.
Okay, so let me give you some suggestions. So first of all, unrelated to your question, you just mentioned that you built this addition on a porch. Does the porch have a proper foundation?
Well, no, I'm sorry. We built the whole porch, or as a porch.
Oh, it was all part of it. Okay, fine. Because a lot of times we see folks that take old porches and try to turn them into additions, and they don't have the right foundations. Because before we put money in this, we want to make sure you had a good foundation. Now, in terms of insulating the cathedral section, the way you do that is if you have a 2x8 cathedral roof rafter kind of span, you can only put 5.5 inches of insulation in that. You need to leave the balance of the space for ventilation, as you've mentioned. And you're going to need to make sure that you have ventilation at the peak and also towards the bottom of that. Now, depending on how it's configured and how it intersects with the lower slope or the flatter section, you need to figure out a way for air to move above that insulation and get up underneath between the insulation and the rafter and out. Now, another way to do this is to not use fiberglass at all. What you could do is use spray foam insulation, isonene spray foam insulation. I did this in my house. And in fact, I just got an assessment of how well the home was insulated compared, or how energy efficient the home was compared to my neighborhood. And it went up to being in the top 19% of the neighborhood for insulation, which I thought was quite an accomplishment because my house was built 125 years ago. It's not like we started with a house that was, you know, was built in the year 2000. This is a 125-year-old house. It's in the top 20% of the most insulated homes in the area because I used isonene spray foam insulation. And if you use the spray foam insulation, you don't need to ventilate. Basically, you're changing that area from an unconditioned space to a conditioned space. You can spray up right against the underside of the roof sheathing and encase the whole thing in foam, and it'll be far more insulated than you could ever get with the fiberglass, because let's face it, you know, we'd like to see, you know, R30, R40 in terms of insulation ability, but all you can get is R19 because you can only get 5.5 inches of insulation in there.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
Yep. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.